Amen. Amen. Praise Jesus. Well, Christmas, everybody ready for Christmas? All your shopping done and all that stuff? I mean, y'all won't even make eye contact with me. I mean, it's like, no, okay. Hallelujah. Christmas is sneaking up on us. What a glorious time just to refocus many times. And so we just give God the praise. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness. We thank you that you care for us more than we can ever imagine. And Lord, I just pray that the words read this morning would just touch people's hearts and just penetrate in a way that only you can do. And truly, it's only through you that we can even have any understanding of what's being presented. And so we do ask you to give your understanding. Just touch our hearts, sear it in our hearts, Lord, that we can grasp you and what you're saying, and that impact our lives. Anoint me that I just speak words of the Spirit, and nothing of the flesh or my own thoughts, Lord, but just speak your truth, and that every heart would be open to receive your truth. So we give thanks to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen. All right, we have here Colossians 4:2. Colossians 4:2. So you can turn there. Colossians 4:2, and it's one verse, says this: devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with thanksgiving. Some of your Bibles are going to say continue in steadfastness in prayer and stuff like that. Well, what they're doing is trying to translate the word devote. And so any of those translations are good, continually steadfast. I just like devote. Just seems like it ties more into with what the scripture meant. So, but it's a powerful verse. It really is a powerful verse. And as I was reading it and thinking about it, and the Lord really moved me to speak on this, that you think, you know, Lord, this is, if in its simplicity in words, you know, it's simple enough to just read it and understand it, but to be able to grasp it, the depth of it, literally will change one's life. It literally could change the world. It literally could just cause everything around us to line up in different ways, and God move more powerfully than we ever thought. Now, y'all ready for the... And so that's what I see that, and so that's what I saw. And I thought, Lord, there ain't no way. I'm just being honest. I said, there's no way I can communicate that. You know, I mean, there's no way that I can adequately communicate that. And it's such a, you know, it so impresses itself on my heart. And so I just asked the Lord, you got to give me some words about this, and so that you can speak, so it would be your words to touch people's hearts and impress your thoughts on people's hearts. So that's my prayer. That's what's said here, is God would impress on your hearts what he's saying. Change your family, empower your family, change the world. I mean, you know, that about covers it. So what we have here is the devotion to prayer. And this term is actually repeated several times in the New Testament. And Jesus, the apostles, and the early church embraced its importance. I mean, it was on all of their tongues, or on the tips of their tongues. And Jesus prayed, and Jesus himself prayed, and encouraged others to pray with persistence and confidence. I mean, so you're kind of covering, you know, the whole beginning of the church and the beginning of Christianity. And really, this is not surprising, since prayer is the avenue for engaging God. And just let that sink in. Just let this sink in. Prayer is the avenue for engaging God. I just talk to God. I want to go, okay, pray. Because he says we boldly come before the throne of God. the avenue for engaging God. And I mean, right then it's like, okay, that should be enough motivation. Now, but it goes on to say, not only should we be devoted to prayer, but we should also keep alert, watching for answers to our prayer. Now, there it is, tied right in. Okay, we're devoted to prayer. But now, we're alert. We want to keep alert. He said, now keep alert. You've prayed. Keep alert, okay, to the answers. That's what this verse is saying. You need to keep alert. When we pray, things happen. Now, I'm sure there's a lot of people that say that. You may even said it to yourself. You may have said it to other people. And it's like that. The question is, do you really believe that? When we pray, things happen. But this is what this verse is saying. When you pray, things happen. And then also what we see here and what comes to light is many times God is doing things that don't seem connected to our prayers. Now, I don't know, you ought to write that down, okay? I'm just telling you, you ought to write that down. Many times God is doing things that don't seem connected to our prayers. God, I need a new car. He said, all right, what you really need is a new job. You know, well, I prayed for a car and I got this. He said, you got to put everything together. He's doing stuff that he sees that whole picture. It doesn't seem connected to us, but it is connected. And so he starts revealing that. And so we need to be aware of that. We need to be alert to all the ways God may move when we pray. So, but then in there it says this. If we get this and we pray, this leads us to be thankful. We're thankful. So it's tied right in there. It's not number three. It's just equal to the other two. Being thankful when we pray. Because we see this, we are thankful because the God who created all things hears us and moves on our behalf. You thankful? God hears us and he moves on our behalf. It's like, holy cow, praise Jesus. Because we understand what prayer does. We are so excited expecting God to move, we are thankful. So you can see the whole thing going. You see this picture of prayer coming in that he's making this statement. Now, so what we have here is you look at this verse, and I mean, we could say, okay, got it. You know, go have lunch. But it's like, if you're like me and you're going, I don't know if I'm getting all this. I'm not saying you're not getting it all. I'm just saying, I don't know if I'm getting all this. So here we have three components of prayer. Three components of prayer. Devotion to pray, keep alert, be thankful. Now, the New Testament gives us these spiritual truths. I mean, it's really, you know, it's challenging, but it gives us these spiritual truths. It gives us the ability to see in the Spirit and spiritually what happens. Now, what we have in the Old Testament often is he gives us physical pictures to these spiritual truths. Now, you've heard me say this before. And that's why the Old Testament is so good about that, because it will give, like, oh, be devoted to God, keep watch, you know. And you go into the Old Testament, and it'll give you a picture of people that were devoted and how what was happening and how they need to keep watch. So it'll give us a picture. Amen? Y'all with me? So the Old Testament will give us a picture of the spiritual truths in the New Testament often. Now, what we're going to look at this morning is Psalms 18. In fact, you probably should just turn to Psalms 18. We're going to spend the rest of the message on it. Psalms 18, in Psalms 18, we see the physical picture of these three aspects of prayer. That's important you stay with me here, because we start off Colossians 4:2, okay, which is, God said it, it's truth. But what we're going to see here in Psalms 18 is we're going to see a picture of those truths. We're going to see Colossians 4:2 in technicolor. You know, it's like going to be like a Star Trek movie. I mean, it's just, you're going to have things flying around and shooting things, going nuts and everything. See, because that he's going to show us that picture, you know? All right, so here we have, going in this, looking at this picture of these three aspects of prayer. What? Devotion. We're going to see what we'll see in Psalms 18 is devotion. We will see God's children pray to him in their distress. We're going to see the picture of it. He's going to show us. We're going to see keep alert. We will see a glimpse of God's reaction in heaven to a believer's prayer. How many of you like to see that? How many of you like to see that? God's reaction to a believer's prayer. And then we're going to see, you know, thankful that we're going to see God's ultimate answer. It's like, this is what happened, okay? This is how he answered it. So the point of it is that we want to take this personally, and where we can make it apply to ourselves personally is God shows us and leads us in our Christian life. And now, we rejoice in, we're forgiven, we're going to heaven. All right, and we've talked about that before. You know, a lot of Christians, they're happy. We're forgiven. We're going to heaven. Period. I'm done. You know, they wouldn't say that, but they're done. Okay? But this is something this. This is after salvation. This isn't for salvation. This is after salvation. These are those people who've stepped into the kingdom, and they're moving forward. And see, we have a choice, a decision made. So I want you to take this very personal. Is a word from the Lord, not from me, very personal, of how you pray for your family and what's going on. How you pray for the world of the Lord and what's going on. How you pray for any situation, what's going on with you, things are right. Okay? You excited about this? All right. God's going to tell us. God's going to tell us about our prayer and our relationship with him and how he responds. Okay? Devotion to prayer. First, he's going to show us devotion to prayer, Psalms 18, verses 1 through 3. Devotion to prayer. This is commitment and belief. I mean, do you believe it? I mean, and I can't make you believe it. You know, you can't make me believe it. I can't make you be committed. You can't make me be committed. But this is what it's talking about, devotion. Devotion. Devotion to prayer. So Psalms 18, 1 through 3. And this is how it looks. This is what it looks like, devotion to prayer. Going before the Lord. Verse 1. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord because of all that other stuff. You got it? Because of all that stuff, I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Because of all that stuff, I call upon the Lord, devoted to prayer. Because if all that's true, you're devoted. You can't help it. You know, devoted to that. So it's you and God, and who you are before God, and what you think about God. It shows your devotion. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. That's devotion. Y'all with me? Don't try and make it something it's not. All right? I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. That's devotion. So anything comes up, the family, everything, this is where you go. And this is why you go there. All God's people said, amen. All right. Now, and I do want you to pay close attention to this, because it's like, you might could just work yourself through these first three verses and say, oh, okay, yeah, you know, I kind of knew that, and I read this. These next few verses, you never saw this. You never saw this. And God's going to tell you something. He says, listen, I'm going to tell you something. You need to pay attention when you pray. And so I want you to pay really, really close attention to these next few verses. And it's the number two point here is, well, keep alert. Keep alert. When we pray, God moves. Keep alert. It's like he throws you a fastball and you miss it. You know? You're like, what was that? You know, now, when we pray, God moves. And what he's doing here, he's trying to give, and understand this, or you'll get all off base and, you know, get some screwy ideas, all right? What he's trying to do here is give us a physical understanding of what happens when we pray. You with me? All right. Are you ready? Verse 7. We pray. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Not at us, but at those who have oppressed us or have come against us. We pray, and the whole heaven and earth shakes because he is angry. It's what come because of what's come upon his people. See? Picture. Now, he's just got this. Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flame forth from him. Holy Toledo, he's not just angry, is he? Now, this is a picture. I mean, maybe you could picture yourself this with your children. You know, smoke came out of your nostrils. You know, but look, this is what he's telling us. When we pray because of a situation and where we need his help, you think, well, I hope God does something. Well, it says, smoke went up from his nostrils, a devouring fire from his mouth, glowing coals flame forth from him. Amen? And what, just think about it. You're saying, oh, dear God, help me. You wouldn't believe what's happening. You know, and I'm going to give you 35 minutes. But it's like, well, nothing happened. He said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, something happened. As soon as it left your mouth, fire came from his mouth, smoke from his mouth, as soon as you said it. That's what happened. And we're saying, well, I haven't seen nothing. You know, well, I give him another 2 hours. You know, or something, you know, like that. But this is, and like I said, you can say, okay, that's it. Just don't skip over this. Because what it's saying in the, I called upon the Lord who's worthy to be praised. Smoke went up from his nostrils and a devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flame forth from him. That's what happened. We didn't see nothing. We didn't see a thing. But that's what happened. That's the picture. He said, I want to give you a picture. When you pray, what happens? This is what happened. And we have no way of knowing this unless God tells us. And he's telling us. He's telling us right here. And so, it goes on, it says this. After this, it says, he bowed the heavens and came down. I read that, and I even looked up bowed. I mean, what was it? It just means bow. You got all the heavens, God is over all things, and he just bows all of heaven and comes down. I like, wow. That's cool. He bowed heavens, and he came down. Now, it's like, okay, God's everywhere. He's in my heart, and this, God's here. I don't have to worry. No, he's giving us a picture when he moves. He gives, I bow down, and I come down into your situation. I'm here. Well, I didn't see nothing yet. You know, I'm moving. He bowed down and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. Now, just think about this. Thick, you're standing up there, like, here God comes. And thick darkness is under his feet. What do you see? Think about it. Thick darkness. That's what you see. Did you ever get in a situation and you just pray and ask God something and it gets worse? It's like, God, you know, I could have kept this to myself. This ain't working. And it's like, how do I come down? And thick darkness is on my feet. So it's like when the thick darkness comes, we should go, oh, he's close. He's close now. And see, God's telling us. He's telling us to understand what's happening so that we'd have an understanding. So thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherubim and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. Now, I want to say, we're praying. Now, this is us praying, okay? We're going through our stuff. Nothing's working out. We're praying. Nothing's happening. Now it's getting worse, you know? And it's just like, dear God, what are you doing? And so all this stuff, but all this stuff is happening in heaven. It's happening all around us, you know? And we're like, it's just thick dirt. There's nothing happening that I can see. But then he goes here, he came swiftly. What does that tell you? God, where are you? I've been here. I'm here. I've been here. I came swiftly. See? But all I see is thick darkness. Well, okay, I'll give you this. I'm here. You know, and this darkness, it's getting darker, but I'm here, and this darkness is a key to know I'm here. Now, how many of you have ever thought that? You know, I prayed, now things are going to hell in the handbasket. I know God's close. It's like, no, you're slow as molasses, God. I mean, good grief. Now, so here we have. So he continues on, and he says this. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds, dark with water. I mean, it's like, even as I read this, you know, I say, I don't know if I'm, forget this praying stuff. I mean, it's going to go south quick. It's going to go south quick right here. Because what he said, now there's darkness under his feet, he made darkness his covering. Well, you don't see nothing now. Ain't nothing but bad happening. Any light that there may be, it's just you and saying, you know, God, you kind of bailed on me quick on this. What is that? Because darkness is his canopy. Why would darkness be his canopy? He's doing stuff. He's doing stuff all around the world. He's doing stuff all around your family. And it's just a black canopy. We didn't see a thing. We don't see it. We can't see it. The only way we pray is because God told us to. And at this moment, we're absolutely sure that's the only reason we pray, because God told us to. Sure, no benefit of it. So here we have the covering in this darkness. You know, and again, what this is a picture of what happens when we pray. Immediately. Other places in the Scripture tell you that. Immediately. When Daniel prayed, and the angels had the fight, you know, the good angel and the bad angel fought for 21 days. You know what God told, what the angel told Daniel when he came to him? God sent me immediately, but I had to fight the evil angel. God sent me immediately. There's no lag. Things start happening. happening. I mean, you got this evil angel and Daniel. You know, he's kind of running the show. Daniel prays, so the good angel comes down. They get in the fight. He just whips his butt, kicks him out, and now he comes on down. So when Daniel prayed, the evil angel got whipped. And that wasn't even part of Daniel's prayer. But it's part of that had to work for him to carry out what he wanted to do. See? So we have it. So we have good pictures. So the evidence is here. Now, so it keeps dark. I mean, it just keeps getting darker, you know. And God bless the people around you. You know, they go, you know, you're praying, it's getting dark. And I hate to tell you, but you ain't hearing God. You know, it's not that anybody would say that, but some people might be led to it. So here you have total darkness. Now again, what's the total darkness around? It's around God. It's like, oh, the total darkness is around me. No, the total darkness is around God. And you're saying, this is, we're looking worse. But God is moving like crazy. But the key is we can't see it. It comes immediately, but we can't see it. Then it says, without the darkness, I mean, there's nothing but darkness now. Out of the darkness, there's brightness before him. Hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. It's kind of like, it's this darkness. And it comes, he's doing all sorts of stuff. Didn't even tell us here. And then all of a sudden, brightness breaks out of the darkness. Brightness breaks out of the darkness. Hailstones and coals of fire break through the clouds. Can you just see it dark? You can't see anything. Then, boom, wham! And it's like, what happened? What happened? What happened? Then things we see start happening. You know, the things are happening. We start seeing them a little bit. It says, the Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice. Hailstones and coals of fire. Now, this isn't on us. This is on our enemies and our problem. He utters his voice. Now, I want to ask you something. When God utters his voice, what happens? Whatever he said. In the beginning, God created. He just spoke, it came to be. So when God utters his voice, when he utters, whatever he says happens. See, that's all you got to do is say it and happen. Now, I don't know why when we first said the prayer and he's in heaven on his throne, you know, and just, hey, I'll just say that. They got it. But that's not how it works. That's not how it works. That's not how Christianity works. That's not how our relationship with him works. And so with this, we start having an understanding of that connection. And so what we see here, that the Lord thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his, he said stuff. Now stuff is happening that we see just what, because what he says happens. And all he has to do is say it. And it says again, throws in there, hailstones and coals of fire. You know, it's like he's going to unleash hailstones and coals of fire against our problem, against our enemy. See, it's on his behalf because he's angry because what they did to us. That's the point. That's the point here. Now, so he kind of got this picture, and he kind of elaborates on it, and it says, he sent out his arrows and scattered them. Who are them? The evil and our problem. You know, again, he'd go back in these times, and arrows, and everybody lined up. He said, throw those arrows, you know. He sent out his arrows, God's arrows. How many times does God miss? You know, no, it's his arrow. He's dead on with these arrows. And he sends out his arrows, and he scatters them. He scatters the evil, and he scatters the problem. By the way, what did we do here? Nothing. We just prayed. I mean, at this point, we're like going, golly. You know, I don't know how all this happened. You know, But see, we didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. But we did pray. We did pray. And this shows us this is what God is doing. I mean, if you see God doing this, how much do you want to do? You know? How much do you want to do? He's like, I don't want even close to this. I mean, this is exploding. I don't want even get close. I get sucked into this stuff. I'm going to stay right here and let God take care of this. See? A lot of times we step into God's stuff and we mess it up. He has to pull back, you know, because we pulled into it. He says, you want it, you got it. You know, and so we kind of, and we've all been there, by the way. All God's people go, amen. I'm not going to ask you to say that. We say, amen. We just help God out and we step here. And it's just, man, that worse than I ever thought. And I made it worse. I made it worse. Okay, so he sent out his arrows and scattered them. He flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Routed what? The evil and the problem. Now, to go to the depths of the earth and him coming down, he elaborates on this. He goes, then the channels of the sea were seen. Now, I just want you to grasp, what's he telling us? You got the ocean, you got the Pacific. You know, he says, I'm going to come down, I'm turning everything upside down. Well, how big are you and what can you do? You're going to just be able to stand in California and look in the depths of a dry ocean. No, it isn't nothing. Stand for me. I'm drying the whole thing up. And you will peek and I'll put it back the way I want it. The channels of the sea were seen. The currents of the sea, that could even mean the currents of the sea were seen. And the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord. All this happened at your rebuke, O Lord. How did the rebuke of the Lord come and how did this happen? He prayed. Oh God, help me. And this happened. This happened. See, and it's like, you know, and the problem is, you know, I mean, we start doing really stupid stuff, you know. We're trying to get in the canoe, paddle through an empty Pacific Ocean, and it's just, we're just not, you know, we're not making sense of any of this stuff. And so the channels of the sea were seen, the foundation of the world were laid bare at your rebuke. Who did he rebuke? Our problem and our enemies. Our problem and our enemies. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. You ever seen somebody on the TV or anything like that? You get furious, and their nostrils get about this big around. They're so magic. That's God. As he comes out, his nostrils are about this big around, and he deals with our problems, and he deals with our enemies. Done. They're finished. It's finished. So, God moves on behalf of his people. That in the sometimes, you know, I hear this and I understand it, but just, well, God doesn't, sometimes his answer is no, and he didn't answer all prayers, and he did, and again, we're trying to make sense of this, and you know, and there's not bad, and there's certain things that God teaches us through prayer. But what he's telling us here is, no, when you open up and pray, stuff's going to happen. And he said, well, you know, it's like, well, he didn't pray exactly what he should. Okay, by the time I end of this, we'll have it right. What he did was come to me. Watch now. Watch now. You know. You know, it's like you come to me and say, God, this is, you know, this is my perfect job, you know, and thank you. And God, just pray, use me. He said, all right, let's see. To use you, this isn't your perfect job. All right? So part of the answer to your prayer is you're not getting it. Wait a minute. What are you? God. No, he's happening. See, it's already moving. It's already moving. We should, at that time, when that job goes away, go, oh, my goodness, praise Jesus. But we're alert. We're alert. Because something else is happening. Because we know that God says, I'm not answering that prayer. You ain't good enough. You know, you ticked me off yesterday. You haven't been half the man you should be. You don't see that anywhere in Scripture. Okay? But it's like, no, okay, you prayed for that job. Okay, I'm going to get you to that job. You know? And you say, oh, man, I got to go to this job, and they're going to make me take these correspondence courses. I guess so. God, I don't know why I can't. No, you need this. And the way to get there, you have to do this because this is what you need. I want to share this with you. It just came to mind. As you well know, I worked for the Central Intelligence Agency for almost 20 years and stuff. And I want to tell you, before you, right now, that the best training I ever received in my entire life was from the Central Intelligence Agency. And it was free. They paid me. They paid me. You gotta be kidding me. You know, it's like, I was going to the Central Intelligence Agency. I wasn't even sure what it was. I thought, all right, you know. And you just go and you just kind of you're doing your thing. You know, this kid from, you know, West Texas, West Virginia, and the CIA. You know, I mean, I was a threat. But then all of a sudden, okay, to do this, you need to take this. To do the, I mean, I had 20 courses. I don't know how many. Constant. The training to deal with people, to understand situations, all came from the Central Intelligence Agency. And I always said, why am I here? It wasn't until I left, I go, oh, that's why I was there. That's why I was there. Because it never was my goal, but it was an avenue to get to where God wanted me, and he answered my prayer. I couldn't see it. I could not see it because it was inconsistent with what I prayed. But when I got through, it was totally necessary for what I prayed. In fact, you couldn't have given that answer unless I had that training in the agency. Now, see, God heard, and his nostrils flared, and didn't do one thing I asked him to until about 20 years later. And you go, oh. Oh. You know. So this is what you have. So this, and what this is telling us, Psalms 18, is I want you to understand what's happening. You know, that's what he's trying to do. I mean, what he says, keep alert. That is dead on New Testament theology. Keep alert. Right here, he tells you why. His holy crud. And everything that happens when you pray, oh, better watch that. And, I mean, you're looking at everything and moving along. So, okay, God, whatever. What are you telling me here? See? So, we pray, we look around, look into heaven, and determine nothing is happening. However, more is happening than we can ever imagine. God explaining his actions and response. This is God explaining his actions and response when we pray, 100% of the time, 100% of the time. God is moving heaven and earth to bring everything into position to accomplish every aspect of our prayers consistent with his will. Go, you need to go online and copy that down. I mean, you just do. You just do. Well, this is what I want. It's like, God's just not, you know, he's going to move, but he's got to change some things. Because we're seeing just on the surface, you know, and he's, I'm going to do things you can't imagine. God is moving heaven and earth to bring everything into position to accomplish every aspect of our prayers consistent with his wills. As soon as we utter it, be devoted. Be watchful. In this psalm, God is screaming out that we do not have any idea of the magnitude of the things happening when we pray. Just because we cannot see immediate results doesn't mean nothing is happening. Pastor Milliken would always say this, pray it all the way through. He understood the whole thing. He said, you just said something, God's mad, and he's blowing smoke out his nose. He said, no, just pray it all the way through. Just keep praying it. I did nothing but darken God. Just pray it all the way through. You pray it all the way through. And well, now there's light and it flashes around. Just pray it all the way through. Just pray. And that's his, he'd always say it. That could, you know, I don't, why do you keep saying that? Pray it all the way through. Okay, now, okay, is everybody in sufficient awe? Okay, with the scripture, okay? You're sufficient awe. You're going, man, you know. Well, okay, now we come up to the third principle here, the third point, thanksgiving. If we have any clue and grasp what's been said here, it's we just give thanks. It's like, wow, thank you, God. And that becomes at the beginning of the prayer. We don't wait at the end. Thank you. No, that becomes at the beginning because it's at the beginning we have devotion. Thank you, God. It's the beginning we see God. Thank you, God. And we just continue to thank you, God. See, so we're thankful from square one. Square one. Thanksgiving. We are thankful because the God who created all things hears us and moves on our behalf. Are you thankful? The God who created, he hears us and moves on. Thank you, Jesus. That happens, we know that, before we pray. It's before we pray. I'll wait, and I get my answer. I'll thank you then, you know. I didn't see nothing yet. No, you're thankful at the beginning because you know it's unfolding just the way God wants it to, and he's going to do more than you thought, and he's going to bring everything in around, and he's going to come up to me and say, you don't know much of nothing, and I'm going to send you the Central Intelligence Agency and spend 20 years teaching you. What? That didn't fit in my plan anyway. And besides, 20 years is a long time. See? And then you go up and you go, oh, man. And now I'm at the point that I didn't know how bad I needed that. Oh, my God. I'm surprised they even hired me. Lordy be. You know? Anyway, so here we are. So now we're at Thanksgiving. And now we're excited to pray. Oh, praying, I got this. No, we're excited now because we understand this. Because we understand this. So, here we are, Thanksgiving. Now God gives us the closing of this prayer. This is one prayer. By the way, this is David's prayer. David got it, you know. So, okay. So, here is, we have Thanksgiving because here is the answer to this prayer. Okay, God's move. I mean, we've seen he's dried up the Pacific and he's blowing fire out his nose. And I mean, it's like, whoa, you know. So now he answers the prayer. Psalm, and I just put these together. Psalms 18, verse 16 and 19. Verse 16 says this. Okay, now you got all the picture. If you lose the picture, you lose the whole thing. Okay. You know, just God blowing fire out his mouth, smoke out his nose. I mean, he's coming down, and it's just, again, usually drying up the Pacific, and it's just like you're in awe. You're in awe of what's happening here. And then it says this. This is why God did this. Psalms 18:16. He sent from on high and took me. And drew me out of many waters. All of that, everything he did, was to reach down and take him and draw him out. He took care of me. Took care of his problem. Took care of the enemies. And he just, all that to take him out. You know. And we're going, thank you, Lord. But see, David knew before. You know it before. See, you know it before. So he sent down from on high, and he took me. He drew me out of many waters. See, the person was always the focus. He took him, dealt with the enemies, dealt with the problem, and he came down and took me, drew me out of many waters. You know, you think of drew, and you really descriptive in the Bible says you drew out many waters. If you're in the waters of flood and you watch these some things on TV, these people drowning or something, I mean, you're hopeless and you can't move out of it. He just draws you out of it. You can't save yourself. In fact, all through this, you can't do nothing for yourself. You step back and you see God work. You pray. And then he says, this. God brought me into a broad place. God rescued me because he delighted in me. Not that he pulled us out. He puts us in a broad place. I mean, we've been going through, it's like, holy crud. And he said, now you got a broad place. You're okay, and you're in a place where it's okay. You got it? You're okay, but now you're in a place. He put us in a broad, he drew us out. He drew us out and put us in a broad place. We're okay, and the place and the things around us are okay. Now, I'm going to ask you something. What did you do for all this to happen? Pray. What did you do? Prayed. Okay. That's it. Now, by the way, this is a fundamental Christian truth. And I read these, I don't know if they're true or not, and I don't know how these people know. And they say, you know, one of the least things done by any Christian is pray. That's the least thing. Least done by any pastor is pray. You know, I don't know if they called me and say, do you pray? You know, I say, yeah, I pray. Who are you? You know, how do you pray? Like 5 hours a day, you know. Anyway, I don't know where all this stuff comes from. But it's consistent. It's the least thing Christians do is pray. You know, and you read this and you go, why? What in the world? Why? I mean, this is a fundamental Christian truth for all of Christianity. And God says, I'm going to change the world through the church. Through the church. And so you look at that, oh my gosh. And so we have this Thanksgiving. Now we're giving Thanksgiving. We're thankful, and this may be one of the keys to the thing right here, the whole thing. This may be one of the keys. Maybe it is for me. You know, Thanksgiving. We are thankful. We're thankful. Why do we give thanks? We are thankful because God delights in us. The last part of verse 19 says this: he brought me into a broad place. He rescued me. Why? Because he delighted in me. Now, how many of you honestly believe that? This is what I did. You know, God, as soon as I pray, it's like, oh, God, I'm going to have to spend an hour confessing. It's like, good. It's just like, no, you don't understand. You don't understand what I'm talking about here. And it's like, you pray, and I answer, beginning to the end. You pray, and I answer, because I delight in you. He delighted in us so much that he had Christ come down and die for us and take away our sins, and we're forgiven and have a home in heaven. That's how much he delighted in us. Okay? Now he says, because I delight in you, because of what Jesus did for you, I delight in you, and I do this because I delight in you. Now I'm going to ask you something. How many of you in here, don't raise your hand, believe God delights in you? How many do you really, really? Because it says this is why he does this, because he doesn't like me, so I'm off the charts here. No, it's totally consistent. You know, he did all of this from the very beginning because this is just the reason why. It's not a condition. It's just the reason why. God, why are you doing this for me? It's because I delight in you. In you. I remember I had, Linda and I went to a prophetic prayer thing, and I was kind of unsure about the whole thing, and so they prayed over us, and the Lord had this lady, she came and put on her hand, and this is all she said. She's kind of, you know, in a bunch of things, she says, Jesus delights in you. And it moved on. And I'm like, whoa. Well, you know, she could have said that to any of you, you know, like that. But it made me think, well, that's interesting. You know, that's interesting. But that's the truth. See, so God delights in us. And so when we say, okay, I don't deserve it. Well, that's why we needed Jesus for salvation. I don't deserve it, but God delights in me. He delights in me. And I want to pray to him. He delights in me. You see? All tied into prayer. Why do you pray? Because, well, I don't pray. Are you really sure? Do you really believe he delights in you? Because if you really believed he delighted in you, you'd pray. You'd pray. You know, I mean, you could say, man, I'm going to pray because it is smoke coming out of his nostrils and fire out of his mouth and the Pacific Ocean is going to dry. Holy cow. But yeah, that's happening and we're alert. And what that category comes to be alert to those things happening and know that God is moving. That's why he tells us those. Just be alert, okay? To totally be alert. But then he delights in us, and he will deliver us. He'll come down himself, deliver us, and put us in a broad space. And put us in a broad space. Because he delights in us. Again, I'll close with this, almost. I'll close with this. What do we do to have this happen? One, who, what? What do we do to have all this happen? Pray. Biblical, fundamental, Christian foundation. We pray. That's it. We pray. And this, and God says, this is what's happening. Psalms 18. Read Psalms 18 on your own. I mean, just say, I'm going to pray. Read Psalms 18. I'm going to really pray, you know. Is this happening? You say it, and this happens because he delights in you. Well, it might not be exactly the prayer he wants. He'll fix it. He'll fix it. By the time he's done, you're going, yes, Jesus. He'll fix it. All we need is to pray. Pastor Milliken also told me, he said, you'll find that you pray, and if you pray over a long period of time, God will change your prayers. I'm going, what? That makes sense. Now it makes all the sense in the world. I can almost, before I pray, I say, God, I know you're going to need to change a bunch of this, but this is best I got right now, okay? And just have at it. Okay, so here we are. It's like, oh my gosh. So the whole point of this, do you see how what God is saying about us? Do you see what God is saying about us? This is what he's telling us. Right here. Now, and this is always, and this is what Jesus always said about we need to pray. I mean, if Jesus, what I need to do? Pray. What else? No, just start to pray. See, and that's what Jesus said. He told them, and it said Jesus prayed. Now just think about it. He prayed. Jesus prayed. He'd stay up all night praying. I mean, he had bigger insight than I do, but I mean, he'd stay up all night and he'd pray. And this is why, and we'll close with this verse. This is the verse that Jesus told the disciples to help them to pray. Because he knew, I mean, he could have gave them this message, and I mean, not my word, but this message in Psalms 18. Because they had it, they knew Psalms 18. He could have just went, you know, okay. And he must not have much time or anything. So he said, anyway, gave him a parable, something new. But this is what Jesus told them about praying. So he's got his disciples. Here's the guys that are going to change the world. And he tells them, Luke 18:1. Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. There it is. There it is. You know, okay, I'm going to suck it up another hour this morning. You know, it's like, no, if you get the view of Psalms 18, you go, oh my God. Oh my gosh. See, fascinating. Fascinating. Well, with that, I want us just spend some time in prayer. And this is personal. You know, I ask you like to shut your eyes. And the only reason I ask you to shut your eyes so you're not looking over to see if your spouse is praying. You know, it makes, is he praying? I don't know. Yeah. And then you can elbow him if he's not or whatever. No, I just want you to shut your eyes. Just because you don't see anybody else, you don't think about anybody else, you don't see me, you don't think about me. And I thought, but when we look at this, this is a fundamental Christian truth that changed your life, your family, and the world. And the world. But it's totally dependent on you. Do it or don't do it. But so that we'd have some motivation to do it, we have Psalms 18, we can see what, oh my gosh, as soon as we open our mouth, the angel told Daniel, as soon as you spoke it, God moved. See, and so we know, as soon as we speak it, it happens. It happens. And he starts working out the details. So what I want to do is let's just take some time in prayer, and I'll kind of lead you through these three points. But what I want, I mean, everybody's going through stuff. Everybody has life things go through. Everybody, you know, I mean, it's just the way it is. But this fundamental truth, I just want us to go before the Lord and know as soon as we speak it, God hears it, he's angry. Now, that's a metaphor to show if he move intensity against our enemies. I mean, that's why he says he's angry at those who would dare harm his people. Dare harm. So let's just shut our eyes and just think. And shut your eyes and just go before the Lord. As we come here, all believers together, loving Jesus, and so we're one mind, and so we just pray, and just, and people, what is pray? Some people, what is prayer? It's just talk. It's just like you talk to your spouse or something like that. All you do is talk to God. That's all prayer. Just talk to him. Don't get too formal. You talk to him. And so the first thing we have here is we have a devotion to pray. You know, it's funny. It doesn't say a devotion to God. It says a devotion to pray. Because we know who God is, but devotion to pray because that engages God. How do we engage God? How do we see Psalm 18? We devotion. Why are we praying to God? He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy. So just think of just devotion to God. And just because we love God, devotion to prayer because we love God, and just think, okay, just think, God, you're worthy to be praised. And just in your own mind, how do you say that God's worthy to be praised? How do you say that God is good? And how do you think it's an honor to pray to him? Just think about that for a moment. Pray about that and just give God honor as the one to be praised. That's what a devotion to prayer is, giving God honor. He's worthy to be praised. You are worthy, God. You are worthy. God, I'm thankful that I'm forgiven. God, I'm thankful that I'm in your family. Your family. I'm thankful, Lord, that you delight in me. I'm thankful, God, that you delight in me. I'm a joy. We are a joy to you, God. We are an absolute joy to you, God. Thank you. God, you delight in us. We are a joy to you. Now, you know, just because we call upon the Lord, I mean, that's it. No list and no big elaborate. It's just what on our heart that we want to give to the Lord. We call upon the Lord. And so just think, what do you want to call upon the Lord right now? Just call upon the Lord for whatever issues going on in your head, whatever comes to mind, because that's probably the issue. You know, whatever family issues coming up, job issue, world issue, whatever, anything that's on your heart right now. Just call upon the Lord. That's the prayer. The prayer is, call upon the Lord. Okay. Again, family, job. Anything that comes to mind. Now, whatever you've lifted up, whatever in your heart lifted up, and you know, now or whenever you pray, know that God's shaking heaven and earth because you just spoke something. You just prayed. That was the only criteria that you prayed. Now, with your situation, I'm going to read quickly through this, but I just want to read this quickly about being alert because this is what God's doing because you prayed. Just because you said the words, then the earth reeled and rocked, and the foundations of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed down the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on the cherubim and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him. Thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coal and fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens. The Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them against the evil and the problems. He flashed forth lightnings and routed the evil and the problems. The channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of your nostrils. And just continue. What have you lifted up before him? Whatever you lifted up, that's what happened. All you had to do was pray. All you had to do was say it. And this happens immediately. This happens. All around us, things are happening. All around our life, all around the area, things are happening because you prayed. Just in your mind to visualize that, God entering your situation like that. And then we kind of stand in the seeming chaos as we finish the prayer in the seeming chaos. And we make this comment, this proclamation before we pray. Not waiting at the end and seeing a blessing. We make this thanksgiving before we pray. It says, he sent down from on high. God took me. That me is personal to you. Put your name there. He sent down from on high. God took me. He drew me out of many waters. God brought me into a broad place. God rescued me because he delighted in me. He delights in you. Picture. God is doing things now. He's coming down now for you, for your purpose, to take you to draw you out of many waters, put you in a broad place to rescue you, because he delights in you. That's an absolute truth. An absolute truth. He delights in you. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your goodness. And I thank you for each person here. And God, with all my heart, I just pray these words of your scripture would touch and sear each word into each person's heart. And they'd be world changers. They would be not under the problem, they'd be over the problem. They would be calling upon you to do things more than they ever imagined, more than you could ever do. But it happens because we pray. God, we give thanks to you. It's a miracle that you've forgiven us, and this is a continuation of that same miracle because you delight in us. We give thanks to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Well, we had some refreshments. Stand up, talk to some folks, and, you know.